Is that the shmuz is in two parts, the recording got cut in the middle. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis tells us, anybody who has in his hands the ability to stop the people from his house from doing an Averus, and he doesn't protest, so then he's included, he's like an accomplice, in those Averus. As well as the Anshe Iro, people of a city, if people of a city are doing Averus, and he has the opportunity to stop them, and he doesn't, so he's also included in that Avera. Says the Chavetz Chaim a step further. He says that it's Aleinu Lechazek B'Doreinu, it's upon us to strengthen our generation, as most those HaTorah, the institutions of Torah. Why? Because they teach religion, they teach Halacha, they teach Torah, they teach Mitzvos. And in Chas V'Shalom, we don't support Torah institutions which educate our youth and educate people and our fellow Jew what to do and how to observe Torah mitzvahs properly. So then we will be held accountable based on this pasuk, Hanistaros LaHashem Elokeinu VaHaniglos, what's revealed, what's known to us, Lanu L'vaneinu Ad Olam, that we, anything that we know and we can do and we can help, we are held responsible. And obviously that's a tremendous task, both positively and negatively. It gives us an opportunity to really influence others, but on the other hand, it holds us very much accountable for the lack of observance, etc. That's number one in the parasha. Number two in the parasha, a few pesukim later, it says in the pasuk, "V'shav Hashem Elokecha eshvuscha v'richamcha v'shav v'kavetzcha mikol amim." And Rashi tells us it's talking about the ultimate geula, and the Chavetz Chaim, who of course was mitzapel Yeshua to the greatest degree, says that people ask in Europe in the 30s, which is, I'm not sure when this was written, but in the 20s and the 30s, that the Jewish people were downtrodden, they were the laughingstock, they were being mocked, they were being persecuted in Europe. How could anybody dream about a geula? So the Chavetz Chaim explains, he says, look at Jewish history, open the Torah, look at Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu, how they had Yitzchak at 100 and at 90 respectively. Look at Yaakov. Yaakov was robbed by Eliphaz, he had nothing. And soon afterwards, he gets back on his feet and has 12 shvatim. Yosef HaTzadik is in jail for 12 years. Boom, he becomes the viceroy of Egypt. The Jewish people spend 400 years in slavery. 50 days later, they accept the Torah, and they're on the highest level with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the story of Purim. Haman, we were nichtav v'nechtam for destruction. And obviously it took, I think it's 9 years or 13 years, right? And all of a sudden everybody wanted to become Jewish again. Rabbi Misyadim, because we were, and Haman's out and Mordechai's in. If we look around the Jewish history, we know that Hashem has shown us time and time again, He will take care of us. The Geula will come. Just to quote the Chavetz Chaim, his words, Al-Kain, therefore, because of all these proofs in Jewish history, Aleinu Lilmod Min Ha'Avar Al-Asad, we have to learn from the past and teach us for the future. Ki Kol Masha Atzaras Misrabos Uvos, the more affliction, more pain we have, Aleinu Lizchazag Yoyser Be'emun Hashlima. We have to have even greater emunah. Why? Ki Sov Sov Yotza Kigana Tidkenu. We are the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And certainly this is one of the major themes, if not the major theme of Rosh Hashanah. As we say in the regular Shemone Esrei, for Ata Kodesh, we say, Uvchein Tein Patecha, Uvchein Tein Kavod, Uvchein Tzadikim, and in the Timloch, Ata Levadecha, Akol Ma'asecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu will be King, V'haya Hashem Melech, Akol Ha'aretz. And we say by the Berachas Hayom, by Mekadesh, and we say, all handiwork will know that you the word. Hashem will be the king. He is the king. And he'll be known as the king to the entire world. That's what we're dominating for in Rosh Hashanah. And that's the foundation of our emunah. And the Chavetz Chaim says, maybe you'll ask, but we do averos, we're not worthy. Don't worry, the Medrash tells us that even if, right, Jewish people say, hey, Echanu Negolin, how can we get redeemed? Well, aim the Adenu Maisim Tovim, we don't have good deeds, no problem. I'm really Hoyov Hu Chavet Begulaschem. Since Hashem wants to redeem us, He doesn't look at that. And you'll ask, aye, but maybe the time didn't happen. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadiches, says based on the pasuk, Ani Hashem b'ito achishena, lo zochu ba'at, b'ito, you're not going to be zoichet? No problem, achishena, I'll bring the Geula anyway. And maybe you'll tell me, who are we compared to previous generations? Says the Chavetz Chaim, no problem. We're midgets on giant shoulders. We're nothing, but we're just finishing up the game, Kavi Yochel. We're just coming in for the last, literally, the last pitch. And all you got to do is just, right, it's mamish, it's like one of those roller coasters, right? Up, 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 up. Your mamish right by the tip, that's where we are. Who knows? Maybe it's your tefillah. Maybe it's anybody. Who knows? We don't know whose tefillah is going to tip the scale and ultimately bring the geula, Yeshua, Hashem, Karef, Ayin. Like we say every day in Shemon Esrei, Kidu Yeshua, Kivinu Kol Yom. To your salvation, we hope every single day. And the Rizal says, and I quote from the Chofetz Chaim, whenever you say Kiddush Hashem Kivinu Kol Yom, Yechavin Shemitzapel Yeshua Al Kol Tzara Shinimtzbo. You should yearn to the salvation of any affliction that you're going through. V'hu Mesugu Me'od La'atzala, and this is a very Mesugu for Atzala. And now, as we go into Rosh Hashanah, and we, of course, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimoch, 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 Ed, the Malchius, and yearning for Mitzapel Yeshua. Of course, we know that one of the six questions we're asked after 120 is, did you yearn for the Yeshua? And obviously, throughout Jewish history, we've been waiting thousands of years. We're so close, but it doesn't make a difference. Even though it's taking a long time, our job is to mitzapel Yeshua and to bring Yeshua, and we can all do that. That's number two in the parasha. Number three, on the way here, I was listening to a shir by Rabbi Moshe Don Kestenbaum, who I believe is the mechaber for Olam Hamidos, and he quoted a vort he heard from Rav Malkiel Kotler Shlita from Lakewood 25 years ago, and the word is as follows. We say, lo b'shemayim, lo b'shemayim, it's not in the shemayim, and then the conclusion is, v'ficho v'vavcho la'asoso, ask from Akil Kotler. It sounds very extreme. On the one hand, we said, we entertain the possibility, maybe it's in shemayim, and then it's totally opposite extreme, it's in our hearts, and it's in our mouths. And furthermore, he says, usually when you have a havamino, the maskana is very close by. Here, the havamino was, maybe it's in the shemayim, and the maskana is, no, it's mamash in your mouth. So Akil Kotler Shlita explained the beautiful mashal. He said, if somebody tells you that there's $10 hidden, you know, a few feet, a few yards away, so it's a joke. You go and you get the $10. If somebody tells you $10 is hidden 3 miles away, you say, 3 miles for $10, you know, walking into the forest, no thank you. But if somebody tells you that there's $1 million hidden far away into the forest, you say, yeah? Where, $1 million far away into the forest? And he tells you, yeah, 3 miles in, walk 3 miles and get $1 million. So walking 3 miles to get $1 million is a joke. It's mamish a joke. So says Makil Kotler, you see from here that the thing that you're looking for, if it's valuable, no distance is too far. And therefore, we know that learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and working on ourselves in our midos has challenges. Yes, it's hard, but the reward is totally Torah's picham alfei zav chesed. Learning Torah, doing mitzvahs is eternal. Right, it's Ashrecha b'olam hazav, Ashrecha b'olam haba. You learn Torah, you do mitzvos. It's much more exponentially greater. L'havdil elf alfei hevdalos, $2 million. So, what does it take to work and sit for a few hours to learn, to think about Hashem, to daven with more kavana, to be nice to our friends? That's b'fichu v'avichol la'asoso. When you understand how valuable Torah mitzvos is, so then working a little bit hard is nothing. It's like walking 3 miles for $1 million. L'havdil, and that's why. Even though, yes, lo shemayim, yes, it's in shemayim. It could have been in shemayim. In theory, we are connecting to shemayim. But you know where it is? It's b'ficho v'vavcho la'asosa. Whether it's talking about tshuva, whether it's talking about mitzvahs, you can do it. Why? Because if you realize how valuable it is, it's really so close to you. And you all can do it. We all can do it. All you got to do is try. And obviously, people in Shana Bet and people, Baruch Hashem, who have seen hatzlacha and success in the ruchnias, certainly know it is b'ficho v'vavcho la'asosa. All you got to do is jump in, start doing all the right things, or continue doing all the right things, and it feels good, and it feels close. And then Be'ezus Hashem will all be zoche to a kesiva v'chasima tova, an amazing year for ourselves, for our families, our communities, and all of Klai Yisrael. And we'll be zoche to see the gula shlema of Meher v'meino, v'hayah Hashem l'melech al kol aretz, v'yomahu yeh Hashem echad, v'shmo echad. Have a great Shabbos.